Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howdy, what's happening? Friday, fool. Tiki and Sirity coming to you live for the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way. Hope to provide a seamless mortgage experience around the country. It's how we do it every single day from 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. What's up, green guy?
You like my green.
That's a good-looking color.
It's golf green.
Yeah, if it wasn't a medium, I would take it on my golf trip with me.
Oh, you
might have to pack that thing.
You would, like, swell out of this one quickly.
But not in a good way.
Not in
a good way.
I'll get Rondé to send me the address down at Myrtle. I'll get Rondé to send you one.
Is that from the Valspar?
Yeah,
what is that from?
From the Valspar.
That is a nice one.
It's a paint company, BT.
But it looks good.
I know, but they have all the unique colors.
Yeah,
I've never seen a shirt this color.
Oh, I have.
I've never worn one this color.
Like, well, I've never seen you wear one like that. But they've got like the polo shirts, lime green. You know, lime green. What is that? Is that a lime?
It's a lime-ish.
Yeah, lime-ish. Green. We'll go with lime-ish.
Maybe great grass.
What?
Like really cut, new cut grass green?
Spray-painted grass. There's no, what grass looks like that? That's like fluorescent like, almost.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Fits.
You good?
I'm great.
It does fit. It fits the day because we're all about making money, and I'm going to make people some money right now.
Go ahead.
Bet the Warriors. Already locked it in. It's a lock tonight. Warriors going to win.
They better win tonight.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
That's the subset, but they're going to win.
You think
they're
so?
They're absolutely going to win
you
tonight.
You think so? Why? Because Klay is playing again, and there's an extra shooter, and Steph doesn't have to score 50. He may still score 50, but it's not just about Steph anymore.
Partly, Klay can though. Contribute. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that sounds good. I could subscribe to those thoughts here. The short version is that the Raptors can't possibly be as efficient and the Warriors can't possibly be as inefficient.
That's true.
As they were the other night.
Yeah, you tend to forget because we like to look at things in vacuums and we're prisoners of the moment. The Toronto Raptors go on the road, by the way.
Yeah.
On the road in a notoriously tough place to play, an Oracle, and shoot 52% from the field and 44% from three-point range and 95% from the line. It's not happening twice in a row. And nor are all of the supporting cast around Steph Curry going to play as poorly as they did. So, yeah, just by coming a little bit towards their means, it makes it a better better chances for Golden State to rebound and win this one at home.
And just to back that up, because that's exactly where I base my opinion on, you know, when you run down some of the numbers and some of the happenings from the previous game here, yeah, overall they shot 52-53%, the Raptors. But what I think is even more impressive, and I'm sure there's been, you know, some games where this has happened over the course of the NBA, though I don't think it's happened very often in the playoffs. I mean, if somebody's got time, go look for it. Find me a game in the playoffs and tweet us. If you forget about regular season, that would take too much time. Look through some of the playoff logs. I looked through some, but I just couldn't keep going. I don't believe that there's been a single occurrence, at least not to my immediate recollection, where a team shot north of 50% and not a single player on the team shot below 50%.
That's a good point.
I mean, you could have a team that goes 56% overall, but one guy was, you know, 2 for 6, like the one outlier. Everybody shot well. And then, this is a big part of the equation, conversely, DeMarcus Cousins was 1 for 7. Jarepko was 1 for 6. Livingston was 1 for 4. McKinney was 1 for 4. Those four role players, although Cousins needs to be a little bit more than a role player at this point without Durant, and it looks like Durant could play game 5. We'll get to that. The four names I just mentioned, 4 for 21 overall, all right? And you throw on Draymond, or you throw in Draymond, who was 6 for 14, that's 10 for 35 from five guys who played big minutes.
Yeah.
I just don't think that happens again.
Yeah.
Love the Warriors tonight.
I want to see a long series. And, you know, I was thinking of something else, basically because of all the conversation that's been surrounding this series, BT. You know why, and we say this every time we talk about it, the greatness of this Golden State Warriors team, the greatness of the individuals on this team, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, et cetera. Steve Kerr, who I positioned, as you heard in the opening, is one of the best.
Did you just say Cetra or
Etcetera?
I think you just said Cetra.
Etcetera. You just weren't listening.
No, I was. I just didn't have my mic on. Yeah, I was listening.
You're right.
I think you said Cetra.
Etcetera.
Did he say Cetra?
No, I said Etcetera.
Okay, just checking.
I like greatness, so I want to see Golden State continue greatness. But I, so many people I've chatted with about this series, they're ready to see something else. Like, they're ready to see the Toronto Raptors find a way to beat one of the dynastic teams, really probably the only dynastic team of our generation.
Describe generation. Post-2000?
Yeah, somewhat recent. Post-2000. I guess maybe the Spurs are in there a little bit.
Yeah, spread out a little bit more. Yep. Lakers had their moments for sure. But it's a point that is hard to fully refute.
You're right. Five straight years in the NBA Finals. Yep. That only one loss in 2016 to the miraculous Cavs who come back from 3-1 and win that one. But I feel like people are almost ready to see it end.
But are they ready for the Raptors to win?
And that's the problem. Because they don't trust the Raptors to be anything other than a one-hit wonder.
Yeah. Well, especially now, if Kawhi had 3 years to go on his contract, it might be a little different.
Yes.
It'd be a little different.
Yes.
Siakam continues to grow. You know.
Oh, they have some pieces.
They certainly have some pieces.
I like Siakam. I like.
Yeah.
I mean, even the job that Masai Ujiri did was amazing in offseason.
He really did.
It's awesome. It's a great story. But if Kawhi leaves, they're not here.
No, they're a six seed.
Exactly.
If they're lucky.
Exactly.
If the Eastern Conference gets bolstered the way many of us think it might with some free agency.
And so some people are tired of the narrative, tired of the Golden State Warriors. They got all the great players. They're all Hall of Famers. I don't want to see them win anymore. Let's go Toronto. Like, so they're rooting against them just kind of to spite them.
Jealousy.
Exactly. And I don't. I kind of am on board with that, but I'm kind of not.
I don't feel that way
because
at all.
I don't want to see a team one and done it. And I think today's NBA. Like the it just feels like it's luck, and even though it was an actual intelligent design by Masai Ujiri, as we've talked about many, many times, to get this one championship, but it just feels
it's an interesting angle.
It feels a little it feels a little hollow.
You know what?
One and done,
I would feel a lot more strongly about that statement, where I can maybe even co-sign it if the Raptors were, the previous two or three seasons, rather than knocking on the door of getting
Eastern
to the finals.
Eastern Conference semis.
They were the Pistons this year.
Yeah, here.
And then all of a sudden next year, it's like, wow, because they did this and they did that. And then all of a sudden after 1 year, it expires because the player they brought in leaves, as many of us say. Although I'm not so sure it's as solid that Kawhi's going to bounce. But we'll have all summer to obviously get into that. You know, I don't want to see the Warriors. I mean, well, there's two ways for me to answer this or look at this. As a fan of my team, eventually I'd like to see the Warriors expire because that means theoretically my team's got a chance.
Yes.
Because that means Durant left, blah, blah, blah. But as a basketball fan, I don't want to see the Warriors go away.
No, I like seeing the excellence that they play with every single year.
It's the most graceful. It's the most selfless. And really, it's the most aesthetically beautiful basketball I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Why would we want that to go away?
I think you're right. But some people are rooting for it.
Yeah.
Because they're ready
Who are these people?
Because they're ready for a change.
I haven't heard that as much. I mean, I'm not saying you haven't
encountered
that.
You know who it is? It's this Mike Samters of the world.
And I
don't mean this to point directly to Mike Samter, who's coming off a hangover with the hat on.
Yeah.
Just joking.
Oh,
well,
he's denying it, though. Yes. I thought he may have been a little bit, but he says no.
There's contrarians, right? There's contrarians in the sports world.
That's not a contrarian. That's a hater. If you want the war, I think there's a difference. If you want the Warriors run to end, you're hating.
Yeah.
You're not trying to be a contrarian.
Okay. D-Cell is as calm. He's the calming force in this
steady heartbeat.
Exactly. What do you say, D-Cell?
Is it that we want the Warriors to continue their greatness, or we want to see another team match the Warriors' greatness?
That's a good point. That's a good point. And the way that and the problem right now, D-Cell, is that if the Warriors lose, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be the Toronto Raptors matched their greatness and dominated them and beat them at their own game.
Correct.
It's going to be the Raptors won because KD missed more than half the series.
That's true.
And Klay Thompson, even though he may end up playing for four of the seven games, five of the seven games.
Yeah.
He missed
five and a half, really.
Yeah, he's compromised going forward.
They've got an excuse.
So there's an excuse.
They've got a built-in excuse.
That's exactly right. No matter what happens, it's either fantastic for the Golden State Warriors because Steve Kerr got them to overcome and Steph Curry took it on his shoulders.
Yeah.
And stop hating on Steph. He's the man. He can be the man. Or it's, okay, they lost because everybody was hurt, right? So it doesn't feel like someone rose to the level and beat the best at their best.
Uh-huh.
And that's it's unfortunate, but that's just the reality.
But I don't think history ever really includes
the narrative,
the nuance, like the historical footnotes, the the injuries, the little things that kind of, and I don't mean, Durant's not a little, I mean, Kevin Durant's the best player in the world, if not number two. That's not a little thing. And obviously with his impending free agency, if he leaves, you'll never forget that they, you know, I mean, it's a little different circumstances than we've had in the past. But, you know, Isaiah Thomas hurting himself against the Lakers and just willing himself and gaming himself through that ankle issue. You know, I don't know, how quickly do people say that in defense of, you know, the Bad Boys dynasty eventually hitting a speed bump?
Yeah,
but I don't think you hear it that
but
much.
It was
you hear back to back.
True,
you
but
hear,
we consumed it differently then. And if you were not,
that's true.
If you weren't like an Uber fan of the NBA, so you followed everything.
Yeah, like me,
like you exactly, or a huge fan of the Pistons who could understand that nuance. It's lost. Like, you don't even, like, I don't even remember that. I mean, I kind of do, but not really.
Yeah. I mean, I hear you. I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's, listen.
And it wasn't like it was, you know, 35 years ago when I was, you know, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It was, I hear you. I mean, now it's going to be really hard to, it's going to be harder now for those little, again, not that, depending upon your definition of little, but these circumstances to be, to obscure either the achievement of one team or the unraveling of another, because it's just, it's never going to, it's debated.
Yep.
It's referenced more in the 80s and 90s. You had one or two radio stations. I mean, it's just totally different consumption. I do think this, as much as I, and I've already, my bet's already in. I love the Warriors tonight. Love them. Much like I said the other night on Wednesday, my bet was in. I love the Raptors. Love the Warriors tonight. But if the Warriors do lose, they ain't coming back. And I don't care if Kevin Durant walks through that tunnel and gets ready and plays the final couple of games. They're not. The Raptors will find one game. If they go up 3-1, again, which I don't think they will, but if they go up 3-1, they will not collapse. They will find a way, probably in Toronto, to finish them off. I mean, you have to really consider that. You know, and the other dangerous part, when you think about this, and listen, maybe I'm a little bit guilty of this, although I gave you reasons, the inefficiency and the drop in efficiency for the Raptors that I fully anticipate and the spike in efficiency for the Warriors that I fully expect as well. It is a little dangerous. You know, sometimes you latch on to teams just because, like this, you know, and I've done this with the Yankees in the past. Like the Yankees, you know, I'm going to beat the Diamondbacks in 2001 with the Yankees. Why the hell wouldn't we be winning the World Series? We always win the World Series. Well, sometimes, and it was also a broken bat. They hit up the middle, which was a little wacky. But what I'm saying is that it is a little dangerous to just latch on to the notion, if you actually look at this in a pragmatic way, like through a lens, a non-emotional lens, you almost have to think the Raptors would win tonight, don't you?
Yeah.
Durant's still not playing.
You're right.
Thompson's going to be hobbled.
You're right.
And their bench is thin and not always reliable. But I'm still not buying it. They've got a few more. They're going to hit back before they go.
Yeah.
Before this dynasty expires. They're not going out like lambs, put it that way. 855-212-4227. Tiki and Tierney Show. Do you agree? I mean, do you think that the Raptors are, because by the way, they could be up 3-0. They could be up 3-0. They really could be. So there's enough evidence. If you call us up and say, yeah, Raptors win this game tonight, we're not going to call you nuts. But do you latch on to the old champion finding a way? You know, that sage, savvy champ? Or do you just say, hey, these Raptors match up a little bit better, and whether it's at Oracle in Toronto, you think they're going to win? 855-212-4227. It's a Friday. Have a little fun. Get some football stuff. Carson Wentz's contract as well. Inbounds, out of bounds. Coming up this hour, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Are you taking good care of your car? Well, show your vehicle some love at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you'll get better parts, better prices every day. They have the parts you need to get the job done right, from measuring tools, mechanic wire, and motor oil to cylinders, starters, and springs. From batteries, belts, and brakes to filters, fluids, and fuses, O'Reilly Auto Parts has it all. O'Reilly stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. It's one-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs. Need something? The store's well-trained professionals are standing by to help. And if you don't have time to get to a store, shop O'Reilly online. You can have your order shipped to your home or directly to the store. Want to buy even more stuff? Become an O'Reilly O Rewards loyalty member, and you'll earn points every time you shop. reach 150 points and earn a $5 reward. Keep going and earn double points, bonus points, even mega points. Plus, get exclusive email-only offers. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day.
All right, it's CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227. Brought to you by GEICO. Great news. Quick way to save a little money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. In 15 minutes, save 15% or more on car insurance. So here comes Clay back in the mix. Will it be enough for the Warriors? I love them tonight. I also think, you know, I would be stunned, you know, as if I flip off the TV tonight, whatever time it is, 9 Eastern, 9, 10 first, you know, 9, 10 to midnight, watch a little post game, whatever it is, 12:30, 1 a.m., where if I go to bed and the series is not tied up at 2 apiece. Yeah. I don't want to use the word stunned because Durant is not playing. Mm-hmm. Then I would be stunned.
Yeah.
But I would be highly surprised and highly disappointed as well.
Yeah. That's what I thought. You know, interesting. Going into... I think I said this on Friday when you were out. I was like, I expect that the Warriors are going to win. It's going to be 1-1. Then it's going to be 2-1. Then it's going to be 2-2.
It just feels like that type of series.
Because we haven't seen a flaw exposed on a team other than the injuries. We haven't seen a flaw exposed that you just say, they're never figuring that out. You know what I mean? It's like... The Golden State Warriors aren't going to figure out how to score now that XYZ happens. Or the Toronto Raptors they're going to get confused every time the Warriors. That hasn't happened
I've
yet.
I've got one for you, but it is injury based, to be fair to you, because it's an interesting observation. And I don't really disagree with it. The one thing that the Warriors have yet to prove, they cannot play defense without Klay.
No, you're right.
If Klay comes back and he gets hurt again, or he's just, you know, 50%. I don't know if they can stop the Raptors enough to win, you know, three more times.
But think about
without
this,
Durant.
But think about this: think how defensively compromised they were in Game 3.
Mm-hmm.
It was embarrassing. Watching some of those, like we talked about this yesterday, the Kawhi Leonard drive around Jordan Bell,
the left-handed dunk.
Yeah, it's just like you learn how to defend that in AAU, mm-hmm. right? And now Kawhi's great, but still. You were doubled. Draymond was helping you. You don't have to give up the baseline. So there was things that you just knew were going to happen because Klay wasn't there, and Boogie was, you know, slowed down. I don't say he was just slowed down from his game two performance, I should say. If Klay comes back, and by the way, the game was still close for a lot of the game.
Yeah, I know.
Right? They shot 52% from the field. And shot 95% from the stripe and 44% from three-point range. And it was still under most points a 10-point game.
Mm-hmm.
If they get scoring back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Warriors also could have won that game.
And the Warriors were very sloppy with the basketball in the first half.
And they weren't playing Warriors basketball. They only had 25 or 6 assists or something. They usually up around 30 or 32.
That's because nobody could shoot with minus Steph. Exactly. Or, you know, without Klay playing, without Durant.
And game three.
You got to get buckets to get assists.
In game two, when you were out, when we talked about this, they assisted on every bucket in the fourth quarter. Every bucket. I think in the second half, every bucket was assisted.
Mm-hmm.
So all 22 of them. So it's... Yes, I hear what you're saying, but if Klay comes back and can add scoring that was lacking in Game 3, I think even if they are defensively compromised, the Golden State Warriors, they can find a way to win.
Okay, let's get some calls, see what you think. 1-855-212-4227. Let's start in Vegas. Jonathan, we're going to ring him up 11:40 a.m. Jonathan's on Tiki and Tierney. Jonathan, what's happening? How are you today?
How's it going, guys?
Good. What's up, man?
I'm just kind of have to disagree with what you said, man. As a basketball fan, you want the Warriors to keep going, but I'm a Rockets fan, so I kind of, you know, already hate them, being biased. But how come a basketball fan should want the Raptors to win since there's nobody that wants to go over there, and they basically gave up their best piece to get a guy on loan?
So you think that that's a desirable script? I think it's incredibly perceptive on the part of the Raptors to do what they did, but I don't necessarily think that that's a script that, you know, really lights my fire, and, you know, because you know it's going to be over.
Jonathan,
you think it is?
You said you're a Spurs fan, right?
Rockets.
Oh, so you're a Rockets fan, right? And so if you could win one, if you could whatever needs to be done this offseason for your Houston Rockets squad, if they could manufacture it or manipulate it or get whatever piece they're missing and win one, and then it all falls apart, would you be happy?
Not really, because we got so close and trying to get big all-stars instead of just getting some actual consistent role players. I mean, you want to do that one and done, but...
Well, I mean, how, Jonathan, how old are you? Because there's... how old are you?
30 years old.
I'm surprised at your answer, and you sound younger. Not that you could always tell. Thanks for the call, man. But if he would have said 50-something or 40-something... It would have made sense, but he's because he saw back-to-back championships.
Yes.
But he's never seen a championship in his lifetime.
That's right.
So the Rockets won in 94, 95, and he's waiting on that first championship. If you ask me, I mean, I've never seen my team win an NBA championship. Of course, I'd love to have something sustained.
So I would say,
give me the one championship. Let me have a great year. And if you have to disband it and rip apart, I'll suffer for 30 more years. But at least I finally got one.
But don't you feel like the NBA, because of the uncompetitiveness of some of the divisions and parts of the conference, that if you're good, you're supposed to be good for 2, 3, 4 years.
Well, define good, like top four, top five seed for sure?
No, like competing into the conference finals or conference semis or being there.
I would need to know how old your star player is, but for the most part, I would say yes.
Because here's what I think is going to happen if Kawhi leaves. Uh-huh. If Kawhi Leonard leaves the Toronto Raptors, and let's say they win. They win this championship. Next year, if Kawhi leaves, they're getting knocked out in the second round. You
know, I don't even know if they win the first round.
You're right. So is that – I mean, I guess it's desirable. You take it.
From a Raptors point of view.
Yes, from a Raptors fan point of view. But then all of a sudden you're like, man, now Kyle Lowry's 33.
It doesn't matter. You take it. Because think about the converse. You keep getting to the precipice of a championship, and then Lowry has a brutal game one, and DeRozan, you know, misfires, and he shoots 23% from downtown. Yeah, and
here's the problem. Look what we talk about. If they win this championship, the conversation will be, man, Nick Nurse did a heck of a job, and Kawhi Leonard. They got Kawhi Leonard, but Kawhi Leonard's now on another team. Like, so what's your hold on? Like, what are you holding on to
as a Raptors fan?
Other than the championship. Other than the future,
because you still have Siakam and a head coach who might be great.
Okay.
I mean, at least, would you rather be them or the Memphis Grizzlies right now?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, I'll still take my chances with a smart organization.
I just feel like the NBA is...
Why can't they reinvent themselves the way they reinvented themselves this year?
Well, they can, but they're not going to have a superstar.
You don't have to win the game. You don't have to go back-to-back. You can be in the mix
but don't you feel like that's what's happening in the NBA? Like... Who can win back-to-back?
Well, if that's the case, people are idiots. Back-to-back. I mean, can you just get one championship before you start getting designs on number two? That's part of the problem with society.
I'm just saying.
I mean, come on.
But doesn't that feel like the narrative
in the
NBA?
Not to me, it doesn't. Not to me. Admit, listen, the Warriors, I will grant you this. The Warriors have made it look easy, which is a part of their brilliance. They've made it look easy. If we get the anticipated player movement that most of us anticipate this year, I don't know that we'll see a dominant force for a while, which might be as appealing as watching a dynasty. Like, I don't love seeing one team win, then one team win, then one team win. I kind of like the bad boys going back to back. Shaq and Kobe doing their thing. Not the Rockets because they beat my Knicks, but you get the point, right?
Yeah, I do.
So I always prefer that over the randomness of, you know, just mixing up the champions year to year. However, if one champion is Kevin Durant leading the Knicks, or Kyrie Irving leading the Nets, or Kawhi leading the LA Clippers to the NBA Finals, that's a different set of intrigue that we've never seen.
So that would
be fun.
So it's superstar driven then, as opposed
to coming from like five or six directions.
Yeah,
you know, LeBron's going to reboot. Who's going to get Anthony Davis? I mean, there's a lot of play here. Greg is in Reno, and Greg is on Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Greg? Greg, we potted up here, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
Greg, gone. I got a little issue with the phones.
It's all good.
Maybe I was yelling.
He picked up the phone and called us, even though he wasn't ready for us.
What do you mean?
Oh, he called and he was there.
Maybe he's playing blackjack. He's in Reno. He's got other things to do. Certain things are legal out there.
Casinos in Reno?
Yeah.
I thought there were other things in Reno.
There were. Where's that one place? Not the cage. There was a show on HBO. The ranch?
Yeah.
Is that in Reno?
I think it is.
Isn't that where Lamar Odom went?
Where did Lamar Odom? It was the Bunny Ranch, yeah?
It was.
I think it was Lamar Odom in the Bunny Ranch.
That place has to be filthy.
I cannot speak.
It's where Ack's going tonight.
I cannot speak from experience.
No, neither can I. Ack, if Tiki and I paid an all, if we all gave inclusive. You first class accommodations and we want to send you out to the Bunny Ranch, would you go?
I'll take the first class accommodations. I'm going to make a detour.
You
though.
Have to go in. Would you go in for us?
No.
Diesel, what are you laughing at? Would you? Diesel, you're not married yet. You can swing it.
Right, don't get Diesel in trouble.
Yeah, that's before he's married. We don't want anything derailed. Let's get the update from Ack. We've got inbounds, out of bounds coming up. Some issues for the Redskins. That's on the menu. A little something on KD, Kyrie, and Kawhi. Craig Kimbrell. So some baseball as well, and Stanley Cup as well. The NHL playoffs rolling on, and some crazy stuff last night, which we will get to after Ack's update right now. Ba-da-da. Ba-da-da. All right, it's time to ask the pros here on Tiki and Tierney. Give you a chance to ask us anything you want. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Just tweet us at CBS Sports Radio and use the hashtag AskThePros. Make sure you stick around. Listen later on. Tiki and I will answer the best one. So I would imagine something about the NBA Finals, free agency, but whatever it is, be creative. Make us think. Better chance we will get to it and answer it for you on the air. Brought to you. I'm already halfway on vacation. My bad. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts, all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. All right, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. These guys react back there like I make the biggest mistake. What do you do? What happened?
That's only because you reacted.
These guys? Big deal.
It's because you reacted.
Something.
You reacted.
I had to react because I had to find the thing that I was supposed to read. I had the wrong. Actually, I had all of them in front of me. All of our many reads. All of our great sponsors here at Tiki and Tierney. And, I didn't want to give, the wrong one out.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? Let me see that golf club, by the way. What do you got? Is that a FootJoy?
FootJoy.
He just came from the golf course today.
No, this isn't a FootJoy. This is, I don't even know what this is.
That's a TaylorMade.
TaylorMade, yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Reg, medium,
thank
large.
You. I'll take the murder with me. All right, ready for a little inbounds, out of bounds?
I am.
Anything can happen in sports and often does. What's right, what's wrong, and who's just crazy? We decide. Inbounds and Out of Bounds now. With Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, Tiki, here we go, brother. Trent Williams, 7-time Pro Bowler for the Redskins, possible future Hall of Famer. However, over the offseason, Williams had a benign tumor removed from his head. And is reportedly so upset with how the Redskins' medical team handled things, he is actually demanding to be traded or released. Teammate and former Wahoo, Morgan Moses, offensive lineman, understands his teammate's gripe about the medical situation.
I mean, it's a business. You know, obviously, it's about time somebody like that stands up. And it's not just a situation here. It happens throughout the league. And to have one of our peers like Trent, very valued guy on the field and off the field, to stand up like that, it means a lot to just not us as players, but as the NFL as well. Obviously, he still wants to play. He loves the game. There's no doubt about that, but he has to take care of himself first.
Okay, so that was Morgan Moses again on his teammate Trent Williams. Here's the question, Tick. The NFL does have a major issue, major problem with how medical staffs handle player injuries. In or out?
I'm going to say out of bounds. I don't think that they have a major issue, but I do think that it comes up enough that it can frustrate you. Now, I think the biggest issue with Trent Williams is that he's battled injury so much. So while he could be talking about this tumor, benign issue that he had in his head, last year he played 13 games. The year before that, he played 12. The year before that, he played 12, then 14, 16. Like, you got to go all the way back to 2013 to find the last time he played a full season.
Was that his second season in the NFL?
Third season.
Third,
so
okay.
he's had injury issues for the majority of his time in Washington. So while it may be about this issue, the surgery that he had, he's probably talking about a larger, like, mistrust. Of
like almost like an epidemic within
of this medical staff as it pertains to him. I don't think it's – I think it's – I don't want to say circumstantial because that's discounting his experience.
Yep.
But it just feels like it is circumstantial.
It's circumstantial.
I mean?
Or it could be.
Even though they have had a lot of issues out there.
Yeah. Going back to RG3.
Especially with their O-line and RG3.
We all saw that unfold. They let him back on the field when he shouldn't have played. I was going to lean on you with this. I have out of bounds as well. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a player. I'm not in there. The only thing I could, throw a couple theories out there, and I asked the same question you asked, was Trent talking about specifically the benign tumor? Was it a greater collection of some medical missteps? I don't know. Is it the medical team improperly diagnosing a player, a faulty diagnosis? Is it sloppy rehab? Is it all-encompassing? It's just far too nebulous for me, the way it's framed here, to be so direct and throw such a dagger and really discredit the entire medical.
Yeah.
The pecking order of the yep. of the way things are handled medically in the NFL. So I'm going to say out of bounds. I'm not saying he's completely wrong. That would be unfair. But I need more before I say inbounds. So I say out of bounds with you.
Are you in or are you out?
Okay, Teak. While KD, Kyrie, and Kawhi and others are going to be free to go wherever they want in free agency, Anthony Davis has to hope the Pelicans can find a deal to trade him. They will. One of the teams the Pels are talking to, makes sense to engage them, the Clippers, who have a bunch of young players, a plethora of assets. Wow, I'm really halfway on vacation already. I'm not going to lie to you. A plethora of assets here to offer, including rookie Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who had a promising first year after being selected 11th overall out of Kentucky, former Wildcat. Now our buddy Bobby Marks, Marist College in the house. What up, Bobby? Says the Clippers are making Gilgeous-Alexander unavailable in talks with the Pels on Anthony Davis. Interesting. Inbounds, out of bounds. The Clippers should be willing to trade everybody and anyone to get Anthony Davis.
Well, I think they need to hold on to some people, maybe Landry Shamet, who they also have been building from Wichita State, their shooting guard, who actually was pretty good last year. But I'm going to say inbounds to this, BT. If you have a chance, like the Clippers, to not only get Anthony Davis, but also clear, like the Nets, clear space where you can potentially get a guy like Kawhi, you got to be willing to strip down. So I'm going to say inbounds in this. I like Shai Gilgeous. I mess up his name, too. Gilgeous-Alexander.
It's easy to say, but it's right. Weird when you look at it.
You're right. It's only because it's hyphenated. If it was just Gilgeous, if his name was Shai Gilgeous, you wouldn't mess it up.
Sure.
It's because it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. mess it up. Mm-hmm. But if they have a chance to move him and get Anthony Davis, and then also have room for another max contract to get like a Kawhi? Hell yeah, do that. Inbounds, man.
Okay. Let's all go back to our younger dating days. You know, from a man's perspective, or a young man's perspective. What was more gratifying, when you had to put a little hustle in the pursuit of, you know, finally getting her to say, I don't mean what you think I mean. I mean to go on a date. Filthy over here, TQ. What are you doing? Just to go to dinner.
I'm drinking water.
Go. Okay, you had a couple beers on the golf course. That's why. You had one, and
or six,
and she said, or you really have to work hard to get her attention.
Yep.
The latter is more appealing because there's probably I don't want to say that you can't be a good girl. Get a little weird. But what I mean is, things are usually more gratifying when you have to work for them.
Yes.
Any job, any getting into a great university. I mean, anybody could go to a school with absolutely no standards. Mm-hmm. To go to a good academic school means you did something well, and you earned it. And that applies to every aspect of life here. So I do believe that the Clippers, here's my point as I finally get to it, are actually creating a pretty interesting template where they're saying, no way, man. What are you kidding? No. Rather than, yes, please, I'll go on a date with you. You've got to let the Pelicans drool over your assets a little bit so that, you know, instead of one, if they want all three or four, which they do for Anthony Davis, if you keep putting up the stop sign and you really play chicken with some other teams and you play it well, you might be able to get Davis for giving up two of the four assets rather than all four. I saw the Knicks do this with Carmelo. They got the guy, but it sabotaged the rest of the roster. Mm. Now, if you get Kawhi and then you have to strip down entirely, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
But you got to play hardball to start. You've got to create a fence around your assets and make them really think and before you strike a deal.
Are you in or are you out?
All right, T. Yesterday, Craig Kimbrell signs up with the Cubbies. Today, former Cy Young winner Dallas Keuchel ends his long absence by agreeing to a deal with the Braves. Braves outlasted our Yankees. Let's give them some credit there. However, despite the long holdout, Keuchel's deal is for just 1 year and will pay him $13 million, which obviously is prorated from the $21.21 million, meaning the lefty's going to be a free agent again this offseason. Again! In or out? Keuchel agreeing to a one-year deal was a smart move.
Inbounds, PT.
Why?
I just need Theo Epstein to, like, fix the fryer tuck thing.
Yeah, what's he got going on back there? Who are you fooling?
He's going bald, man.
It's okay.
It looks fryer tuck. I'm going to say inbounds here, PT. Because Dallas Keuchel, I mean, you hate to say it because he won the Cy Young. He's going to prove himself to people, and it sucks. This is what's wrong with sometimes with baseball is that you get these league-wide perceptions about a guy stuck in his in the collective heads. It becomes the narrative about him, and all of a sudden, a guy who's a really good pitcher who can work and be an anchor, maybe not the ace, but he certainly can be an anchor to your rotation, he's got to prove himself. But he's got to prove himself. So I think this is in bounds. And it's on a team that's leading the division and is likely to play deep into the postseason. And so he could be a hero in a lot of different ways, which only raises his profile again.
I do think it's smart, even though I would have liked to see him in the Bronx for sure. I think it's smart to go to the NL where his numbers have a chance to be, 8-9% better facing pitchers rather than DHs who mesh. I'm a little surprised that he wound up there, and I am a little surprised he settled for the one-year deal. You know, listen, he is – I don't like this. I don't think this was a smart move at all. I'm going to say out of bounds. I do believe that it's just inherently unfair, and we talked to many people about this during the week. I mean, we had a lot of baseball guests on, and they all agreed with us. How do you make 34 starts? You know, you have a Cy Young a couple of years back, a couple of Gold Gloves, a couple of All-Star appearances. You threw for over 200 innings last year, and as I said, you made 34 starts on a team that was terrific. And you're sitting here, it's the middle of June, and you just get a one-year deal? It's a broken system. But what happens if he goes and bombs this year?
Yeah.
What, really? Or what if it takes an extra month to get his arm? I know that his agent said that he's going to be ready in a week. That's nonsense. That's unrealistic. So what happens if he has a bad month? And even if he finishes with a flurry, his numbers look ugly in totality. Yeah, if you extrapolate later in the year, they're better. But if he's like 4.76 and he's even if he's 7-5, he's getting big money he's going to have to go through this again. So I don't get it. But I mean, I'm happy he has a job, but I don't love this. Out of bounds.
Are you in or are you out?
Little hockey. The Blues. I was watching this a little bit last night. A little controversy here, T. Game 5 to take a 3-2 lead in the Cup, but not without some controversy, as I said here. The Blues are leading 1-0 midway through the third. Bruins forward Noel Achari. Sounds like Atari, if you don't know who that is. Achari was blatantly tripped Tyler Bozak. This was absolutely ridiculous. Everybody lost their mind, and rightfully so. Right in front of the referees. Here's a great look. Great camera work, as always, on the tube. CBS Sports Network on top of it. How the hell do you miss that? That's disgusting to miss it in that kind of a spot.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
And then, obviously, this is a problem. After the game, Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy did not hold back.
I mean, this has happened. I'm a fan of the game. It's the National Hockey League getting a black eye with their officiating this playoffs. And here's another one that's going to be talked about. I thought it was a great hockey game. That call probably, I mean, there's time, but it really made it difficult for us to get the win tonight. So I'm disappointed. So I guess to answer your original question, it was egregious.
Okay, he was it was pretty measured there for somebody who had a right to let loose. He clearly got screwed as to the team. Here we go, Teak. The league responded stating, quote, "We don't make comments on judgment calls within games. The official on the play didn't view it as a penalty at the time," end quote. Short and sweet. All right. In or out, if the Blues win the series, this call will put a stain on their first ever Stanley Cup victory.
I'm going to say out of bounds here, BT. I don't think that we're just talking about nuance and how it's going to get lost. I think the nuance of this will get lost in the excitement of them winning their first one, even from a historical perspective for teams that aren't necessarily in St. Louis. So I'm going to say out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's been a lot of great Blues players over the year. You know, McGinnis. What did McGinnis fire that slap shot? Like a buck 18? Brett Hull played there. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have a long lineage. St. Louis Blues, terrific. I don't believe that it would cheapen the win, nor should it, in the city of St. Louis.
Yeah.
They'll celebrate like maniacs, as they should. I do believe it may diminish, at least temporarily, and that'll eventually fade away. The immediate response to their championship from a national perspective, as people, fringe hockey fans, even the pundits who do it regularly, NHL on NBC, the NHL Network, all stuff, as they parachute in and they critique what happened. I mean, think about this. Like, imagine if Steph Curry, or imagine if LeBron, or imagine if Kobe, imagine if a charter NBA team, or any NBA team, got screwed at their first championship. I mean, that's what we would lead our show with.
True.
It's going to get hit.
But
nationally.
But there was no guarantee that the Boston Bruins were going to score.
That's true. And it's not like it was game 7.
Exactly.
So at least there's a chance to make this thing right.
It's not like it's determining the outcome.
It's going to expire.
Yes.
But
it expires quickly.
Make no mistake about it. That's a horrendous miss. I don't know what the equivalent is. Honestly, I'm trying to. What would be a comparable?
Interesting. So Samson just gave an interesting comp. Mm. You remember Kawhi traveled before Van Vliet hit the three?
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think this is far worse. Much worse.
If they were losing, and it's kind of like
the ref was right there, right along the boards, right in front of them. Open your eyes. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Tune in next time for another edition of Inbounds or Out of Bounds with Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Carson Wentz got paid, much to the chagrin of Donovan McNabb. No, just kidding. Carson Wentz got the loot. What does it mean? You ready? Well, obviously for him. What does it mean for Jared Goff? That's a different part of the equation. We'll get to it coming up. Tiki, throw that bottle. You're right. You're justified. Throw that thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.